The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tupper's Plains, Ohio. Reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and enjoy an exciting service and experience. True love, pure worship, real answers.
Well, good morning. I've got to take a second. I'm still wiping my eyes from the Spirit of the Lord down there doing some stuff in people's lives. And hallelujah. If I didn't tell you this morning, happy Mother's Day. I used to go to this little country church, and Mother's Day was always a challenge for the mothers because everyone was vying for a rose and there was different things. And I thought, well, that would be fun to do this morning. So we're going to have a little competition, and we're going to figure out who is the youngest mother in this room. So the youngest, that's an easy one. No, it may not be. No, it would be. I'm sorry. I'm thinking. It would be, the youngest mother would be Amber. When's your baby due? August. So Amber is the youngest mother. So if we have the youngest mother, what does that mean? Oh. And you know this, you got this little church we went to, there was some ladies, and they fought for this oldest mother position. I mean, it was like, wow, it's on. And so we're going to figure out who is the oldest mother in here. Miss Jane. Huh? Did you hear anything I said?
Please, Miss Jane is cute.
Miss
Jane. Miss Jane is awesome. So cute.
Okay, we have one left, and this one has got a lot of competition too. Who was the people have done this before? Who was the mother with the most children here today? Joy. What joy? Anybody have more than four? Anybody have more than
all right,
four?
All right, girl.
Yay. Happy Mother's Day.
That was fun.
That wasn't that fun. And you know what? If you are a female and you feel left out, when you leave today, we have a little gift for you. That Billy will have at the door. So be sure to go by Billy and get your free gift. Just for the ladies.
Thank you, Eddie.
But you're wondering why there's one left. Well, I went to Walmart this morning and you had to buy four. Hallelujah. Merry heart doeth good like a Madison. So this morning, when I have a message, I stay up most of the night. I just don't sleep. That's my thing. So this morning I go in, it's, I don't know, 7:15. And Trish and Brandon are both, they've got the allergy junk. They're swollen and sneezing and snotting. And so 7:15, I don't know what I was thinking. I wake up my wife, and I say, Happy Mother's Day. And she's waking up. She says, what? What? I said, Happy Mother's Day. She said, why did you wake me? Okay. And that's the show. Us guys don't always get it right. I wanted to tell her Happy Mother's Day, but I should not have woke her. We don't always think straight. That's why we have a men's conference this week, to help our thinking. Hallelujah. We have just a really short message today, so then you get to go spend the rest of the day with your mothers, grandparents, cookouts, whatever. And today's message, I kind of gave a preview to a few people. We're going to have a Father's Day message on Mother's Day. So you shouldn't forget it, right? So, somewhat of a Father's Day message. It's going to hit all of us. But, you know, Wednesday night, I have a life group, and we got off subject, and we ended up just talking about our everyday life a little bit and our everyday struggle to come to terms with this relationship between God and our family and our job, our career, our self-care. So we were discussing about this struggle, trying to figure this whole relationship out. And it's like, for whatever reason, it seems like us that live in the Western world, sometimes we seem, if you just talk to the people around you, we seem to become overwhelmed just getting through our day. When you talk to people, they seem overwhelmed with just the very struggle to get from morning to night. And those people that, I'm getting a little echo. Is anyone hearing that? It's like a wee. That struggle that I'm hearing from people, I'm hearing it from believers. That's like, oh my goodness, what's going on? And we like have days and we don't know what to do next because there's so much to do and we just can't figure it out. So Matthew chapter 6. Hey, Miss Tina got the hourglass. I just noticed. That's great. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, well, I don't need to read it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. And you read earlier in the chapter, it talks about what the other things are. It says, all these other things will be added unto you. And we hear that scripture all the time, but we don't know how to apply that. Seek ye first to our life, it seems. Did we get the God screen, maybe? Yeah. So what is the very first, foremost important thing in our life? It's God, right? God. Not church. It's God. God is the first thing in our life. So if we want to seek you first, the kingdom of God, the first thing that has to come into our life, the most important thing to me is God. So what do you think the next most important thing would be? Your family. So just take a second and think about that and think about your life. That the most important thing in your life needs to be God. The second most important thing in your life needs to be your family. And then everything else after those two, you're going to figure that out. Whether it's your job, your career, your school, your relationships, your love life, your church, your life groups, your Sunday school, your everything after God and family, you can figure out. But we have to put God first and we have to put our family next. There's so many things that get stirred up in that loop. Relationships, money, stuff. toys. It's like, God first, then your family. And I feel this way at times myself. And it's like you become a puppet. Yeah, I don't know what you call those puppets that are on strings, you know. But marionettes. You're like, you're a marionette puppet. And someone else has a hold of the strings. And your leg's being pulled this way, and this leg's being pulled this way, and an arm up here, and an arm over here. And this is you trying to get through the day, and you just feel like you're going to be pulled apart, like someone else is controlling everything, and you're going, ah. We're being pulled every direction at the same time. When that's going on in your life, this is just the introduction, but it is a short message. When that's going on in your life, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So it's like, wait a minute. Where's God today? I sat and I was praying just before I came up here. And I said, you know, Lord, I thought of one instance in particular this week that's something I shouldn't have done. And so I'm just saying, Lord, you know, I pray that you forgive me. Anything I've done, and I prayed for that specifically. Any way I've failed you, any way I've fell short, I ask that you please forgive me. And then I felt a spirit, the Lord reminded me, because when you stand in front of people, you know, things start messing with your mind. And I felt the Spirit of the Lord remind me, you ask for forgiveness, it's no longer remembered, it's gone. And then so amazing, just a few minutes later, I used that to help someone else that they needed to hear that very same thing because they couldn't, it was their stuff. No, it's gone. It's gone. If you say that this morning, you got this stuff that you're trying to deal with and you ask God to forgive you and remove it, it's gone. And any guilt, shame, anything you're feeling about it, that is the enemy because God can no longer remember it. So you're being pulled in every direction. What do? You seek ye first. Wouldn't it be cool if my wife, this is so, mine is the antique. They said, no use to buy a phone if yours is still working. Does that tell you you're really old? Mine only works halfway, and my son's just like, I said, son, why can't I? I'm trying to watch this YouTube on how to fix this on the car. Dad, it's just not going to work on your phone. So, wouldn't it be neat? My wife gets these alerts every time that rains on the United States, her phone beeps. And so, wouldn't it be neat if you got alerts through the day? God reminded you, hey, seek me. Hey, seek me. Beep. What's that? Oh, seek me. She has I don't have a Facebook. She has a Facebook, and things pop up from like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I don't know what it's called. And she'll show me, and it's usually pictures. It's really cool. Wouldn't it be neat? It's like, oh, a Facebook memory pops up. You seeking God. You on your knees talking to God. Oh, would that help if God started, hey, beep, seek me. Reminder, Matthew 6:33. Oh, that's right. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. You've all heard this before. See if my Bible app works. Okay, it is working. Verse 2 says, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. We only have so much time. I made this little mock hourglass. And just to, as an illustration to show us, you know, we each only have so much time. There's only so much time in a day, right? It doesn't change. The time we have in our life changes. It varies between all of us. But the time we have in a day is the same every day. The time we have in a week is the same. And this is kind of to mimic an hourglass of time. That's fast. That is fast. That wasn't part of the illustration, but that's pretty cool, huh? It's like, this is time. It goes real fast. That is what we're talking about. And today's Mother's Day. And so talk about time. How do children spell time? The big thing in the 90s, it was crazy. I think so many people were preaching about it, is your kids, you need to spend quality time with them. I'm not sure the definition of that, but it was just those quality time. You know, you can spend 5 minutes as long as it's quality time. And you know, kids don't understand quality time. Kids want time. I mean, I sometimes think that's how younger kids, that's how they spell love, time. They want to be with you. They don't want 10 minutes of quality time or 15 minutes of quality time. They just want you. They just want to be with you. They just want to spend time with you. And I think we talk about quality time, it may be a little bit of a cop-out, because we can justify just spending a little bit of time with someone as long as it's real good. Oh, as with God, you spend a little bit of time with God as long as it's real good. You got real holy. So you didn't have to spend a lot of time because it was some real good holy time. So kids just want time with you. Kids don't want quality. They want quantity. They just want to be with you. Not part of the message. We need Sunday school teachers really bad. Don't let me saying that convict you. But if you feel called to be a Sunday school teacher or a helper, we need helpers that just be in the room. Don't even have to do anything but go to the room. We should have 4 classes and we have 2 today. If you would like to talk about teaching a Sunday school class, please see me. So every day, thank you. Every day in our life, you know, our time is running out, especially our time that we have with our kiddos. It just goes by. We have this really limited window to be able to establish relationships with our kids and with other kids. We just got this small opportunity to establish something that can last the rest of our life. Because remember God and then your family. Proverbs 22:6, I don't think I gave this one to Miss Tina, but Proverbs 22:6 says, to train up a child in the ways of the Lord, in the right ways. It doesn't say, this is a good thing, but it doesn't say, make them go to church, take them to church every time the door's open. That's all you have to do. No, that's that cop out. It says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're older, they won't depart. That is way more than taking them to Sunday school. So what does it involve? Time. It takes time to raise your children in the way they should be raised. We're going to do something creative. I don't know how this will work. Someone I was going to say, someone go tell Miss Dot that we'll probably be out around 11:30. We're going to be out a little early, but if someone has a chance, go tell her we'll probably be done 11:30. That affects Children's Church. Some of you may remember the song from the 70s. I was born in 69, but I remember the song. Some of you may remember the song from the 70s sung by Harry Chapin called The Cats in the Cradle. The song was in the top 10 for 15 weeks. It was the number one record in the country for 2 weeks. It was Harry Chapin's only number one hit. His wife, her name was Sandy. His wife, Sandy, originally wrote it as a poem. Her ex-husband had a did not have a relationship with his dad. And she watched her ex-husband as an adult struggle to try to build this relationship with his father. And through watching that, she did a lot of writing of poems, and so she wrote a poem. And she showed this poem to her husband, and he wasn't too interested in it. So through this poem that she wrote, she saw, as I was reading this story, she saw how her ex-husband had tried to reconnect with his absentee father, and I thought a lot about myself because I didn't get much of any kind of time growing up, and when I was an adult, my father was an adult. I tried and worked hard at establishing something, and he developed cancer, and then I worked overtime at establishing something. And I didn't throw blame on him. I just wanted to. I would go, and he wanted some work and things done at his house, and I said, let me do it. I'll just. So I could relate to that story because I worked at establishing a relationship that wasn't there in childhood as adults. And so that was her poem, and it was turned into a song. Now, here's where we're going to have a little interaction. Let's see how this goes. Who has a phone? Who has a cell phone? Who doesn't have a cell phone? I can't get music on my cell phone. I can't do, you know, but I know the different apps and whatnot. You have a phone? Okay, hey, if you got a phone, get near someone that's got one, and here's what I want you to do. We're not going to play it because I don't have the copyright license to play it. But you can listen to it on your cell phone right now. So I want you to get on your cell phone and pull up the song Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. If you don't have a cell phone, get near someone, you can listen to it. And I just want everyone to pull it up. I don't know if you got Spotify or whatever. YouTube, pull it up, YouTube, Spotify, it's free. Pull it up on your phones and listen to it. Yeah, now, and turn them up. You can get by someone that's got a phone.
I will not.
That was interesting. So Harry wasn't much interested in this poem. He had had it for quite some time, several years, and it didn't interest him until after the birth of his son, Josh. So after the birth of his son, Josh, he put the lyrics to music, and then he added the chorus. When their son was seven, Harry was performing 200 concerts a year, and his wife Sandy asked him, "When are you going to take some time to be with our son?" Harry promised that he would make time at the end of the summer. He never made it. That summer, on his way to a business meeting, he was in an automobile accident and lost his life. And like the song, I'm sure if Harry had it to do over again, he would have used his time different than what he did. That statement and the song assume that it does matter what we do with our time. this song, do you see how this song played out in Chapin's own life almost like it was a self-fulfilling prophecy? When I read this whole story, I didn't know the whole backstory until this week. And when I read all this story, I thought he was like someone that they looked like they knew. They knew. They had it together. They believed. They even preached it, but they never lived it. And through the song, the chorus symbolizes, the lyrics in the chorus symbolizes childhood things, and that reminds us how quickly childhood ends. And it talks about the cats in the cradle, which is a game that's played with string, and the silver spoon, you know, we give babies spoons, and the little boy blue is a nursery rhyme, and the man in the moon, you know, we say we see man in the moon, or the cow jumped over the moon. So I'm going to read, if you weren't able to listen to it, I'm going to read the lyrics, and I just want you to listen to them and think. You know, think about Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. I want to put God first, and I want to put my family second. I don't want to be marionette. I don't want to be the marionette puppet this week or next week or the week after. And I know we all feel like that. Sometimes we're just... So I'm going to read the words. My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking before I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you. And then the chorus plays, and the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know, we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, you know, I'm going to be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when. But we'll get together then. You know, we'll have a good time then. Well, he came home from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know, we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired and my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could just find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids got the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been real nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know, we'll have a good time then. So as I read the song lyrics, and we think about time passing away, as we close, ask yourself, is there anything in your life that's draining your time? Is there anything in your life that's draining all your energy? Is there anything in your life that's draining all your money that you could eliminate or cut back or change? And put God first in your life and your family second. What do we as a group of people in this building this morning need to change with our time so God is first and our family's second? And when our children grow up, there's always time for each other. You know, church isn't about just coming in here and having some songs and a message and feel a little better about yourself because you did your thing. That's not what church is about. Church is about you. And every time you come here, you should not leave the same way you came. If you walk out those doors every week the same way you came, might as well stay home. We have to get in the trenches and make the things that matter, matter. And I want to connect with a group of people that does that. And I think this group of people does do that. That's why I'm here. I want my time to matter. I want your time to matter. I want your life to get the right balance. The Word of God says He's came to give you life and give you life more abundantly. God wants us to have that abundant balance where we know how to put God first, we know how to put our family second, and where we can listen to the Spirit of God and we know the proper order that everything else is supposed to fall. And we don't get swayed too much one way or the other. We don't get swayed spending 30 hours at Bethel and 2 hours with our kids. There's a lot of believers, not in this house, but there's a lot of believers out there that do those things. It's out of balance. Well, we're going to close. I'll never close a service without giving an opportunity if anyone wants to pray or has anything on their heart that they feel they need to share. There's always those opportunities here. Don't ever be afraid, no matter what's going on, to come up here and pray or or ask for prayer, or something you need to share that God's given you, or something you just want to share. Okay. Father God, we come to you this, what we call Mother's Day morning, thanking you and praising you for an opportunity that we can just get together with other folks and worship you in the ways that we know how, that we can get together and seek you in the ways that we know how. And Father, through this morning, my prayer is that no one leaves the same way they came. That they take heed to your word, Matthew 6:33, and they'll seek you, and that their family will matter, and that they'll figure out how to give them quantity time and not quality time. Father, I thank you for everyone that made it out today. I pray you keep them safe, you be with them, you speak to their hearts. I lift our pastor up to you this morning. I pray that he has safe travels coming home. And I thank you for the Sunday school teachers that are coming in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber, and I trust you've been blessed by this week's podcast. Our desire here at Bethel is to connect you to the kingdom of God with inspired and anointed teaching. If you like this teaching and would like to know more about our ministry here at Bethel, please visit our website at bethelwc.org.